live in just a few seconds.
Talk Radio.
And we're going to start with a meditation. Because we're talking about the
earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. Earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. I like to sing to the earth, I like to hold. She likes to sing to me, she likes to hold me. I like to sing to the earth, I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me, she likes to hold me. I carry fistfuls of leaves, I make love to the breeze. I carry fistfuls of bones, I trust they will lead me home. I carry grief on my wings, I know a caged bird. Through many turns of this moon, my women have suffered wounds. But my grandmother's with me. Close your eyes, can't you see? And my grandchildren are here. The rose, the crow, and the deer. I am surrounded by light, the light of stories. I need to quiet my mind, I need to listen. We are surrounded by light, the light of stories. We need to quiet our minds, we need to listen. Earth, my body, water, my breath and fire, my spirit.
And those, my dear sisters and brothers, are the signs of the zodiac: earth, water, fire, and spirit. So tonight we're going to dive into the earth of Capricorn. Capricorn is an earth sign, in case you didn't know that. I'm excited. All day I've been learning more and more about Capricorn, the zodiac. So welcome tonight. We're going to dive into Capricorn, the planetary system, the zodiac, the Bible, all of that. But I wanted to just play that music first off because it reminds us that fire, air, earth, and water, those are the elements of the zodiac sign. So I'm sure there are some of you who might be thinking that, well, what does the zodiac have to do with me? I'm a Christian, and the Bible doesn't say anything about that, but it does. It really does. And we want to talk about all of that, the earth, the sky, the cosmos, the cosmos. Cosmos is a word that means law, and the cosmos brings us purpose for being here on planet Earth. Believe it or not, all that energy that the cosmos and the zodiac and all that, the stars, moon, it brings us purpose for our life here on Earth. So Capricorn, welcome all you Capricorns out there. We love you. And the interesting thing is earth my body, water my blood, fire, all that means that we're all connected because we all got that in us. Even though Capricorn is an earth sign, and you might be think you're standing alone as a Capricorn with all your beautiful qualities and unique characteristics, but guess what? We all have some of that inside of us, but we do want to highlight the earth of Capricorn that has given us signs above our head. So first off, I have tonight I have my special guest, Brother Eddie Harris, is going to bring some wisdom and knowledge about numbers. But first, for all of you who might be wondering why in the world should we talk about this stuff, I do, as I usually do, I find lots of good knowledge and information from YouTube to start off our basic understanding, overstanding, if you will, overstanding the clouds, the moon, the stars. We're going to start off with a little ancient knowledge about the origins of zodiac. In case you just, this has just been totally out of your radar, you don't think about it. This month, my sister, Mama AZ, who we were going to hear from tonight as well, she inspired me to look into Capricorn, first of all, because this is from December, I think it's 24th. To January 24th, something like that. We're in Capricorn season. So we want to honor all our Capricornians, if you want to use that phrase. And we're going to do this every month, I think. I'm feeling like Soul Purpose Healing should dive into the zodiac every month. And if Brother Eddie's willing, he can come and join me, and we can have a class every month on the different zodiac signs and really increase our knowledge. Now, let me just say something about football. If you're watching me on Facebook, you know I always have this poster behind me of my dad, who was a football player back in the 49 to 53, played for the New York and Cleveland Browns. And today in the news, we got some big news today. Big news yesterday, about a 24-year-old young man who had a heart attack on the football field. Whoa, the universe is starting out big this year with events. Let's just say the universe is revealing stuff, consequences big time, because football is a global sport, people watching all over the world. People all over the world saw this young man fall out from a heart attack. So his heart stopped beating. Oh, my goodness. We're all in shock. So my prayers go out to, let me get his name right, Damar Hamlin. Damar Hamlin, you are the messenger for the week because you bring in some powerful, powerful messages. And I don't know if Brother Eddie has any numbers on this, but Damar Hamlin, 24-year-old, is fighting for his life right now because he had a heart attack on the football field. So everybody could see the video there. No hiding this stuff. No hiding. Guess what? His heart probably was inflamed. We don't know why. But those type of things just don't happen every day on the football field. Those type of things might happen in soccer and some other sports. But let's just say a quick prayer for Damar Hamlin. May you recover from this football event. And we bless Damar and hope that he can come back to life and share his testimony of all the things he's done that might have created this heart attack. So anyway, I had to just put that out there because I'm not a fan so much because I don't watch the game, but my dad, I was raised in a football environment, and that's what I wanted to just let that energy go out to him and his family, that they find peace and purpose and comfort in his situation right now. So let's get into a little history about zodiac. And then when I have actually two audios I want to start out with. And then I believe my brother Eddie Harris is in the studio. We're going to open up his mic. But I want to start out with some basic information. And so for those of you who are wondering, well, why should we even talk about this? If you're a Christian, it doesn't apply to me. Well, it does. It really does. Because ancient times are origins of the zodiac. So this is about a little over 3 minutes, the first one. And then I want to just share with you another one that I learned so much about the three stages of Capricorn. And there's stages to every zodiac. So let's listen for a few minutes about the origins of
the... In ancient times, the night sky was a dazzling mystery. This vast array of stars. And gradually, there was an understanding that certain things could come from this. You could read it as a calendar. You would know when to plant your crops. You would know when the floods might come.
Connected to the tracking of the stars was the practice of drawing lines between them to create constellations, which exist in the historical records of humanity's earliest civilizations. It also appears that these civilizations had some form of what is referred to as the zodiac wheel.
The ancients decided that they would create a division of the heavens based upon the movement of the sun through one yearly cycle. And as it does this, it passes through 12 different constellations. And these become the zodiacal signs that we know today. But these ideas go back to Babylonian times and even the Sumerians as much as 5,000 years ago.
In many ancient cultures, it was thought that the constellations affected not only harvests and weather, but daily life as well. While this may seem like a primitive notion, it is very much alive and well, kept relevant by billions of people who check their horoscopes every day.
In modern times, there's this distinction between astronomy, which is the observation of celestial movements, and astrology, which is the interpretation of those celestial bodies and movements. In ancient times, the astronomers and astrologers tended to be one and the same person. Astrology didn't originate in one place, but for some reason, just about every culture seems to have made this observation that there's a correlation between celestial movements and earthly events, which is the basic premise of astrology.
While astrology is dismissed by modern science, it is estimated that over 90% of the world's adult population today is aware of their astrological sign. In the modern world, many people regard this as nothing more than a topic of conversation. But in the ancient world, the zodiac wheel was seen as a way to communicate with the gods.
The ancient Greeks conceptualized astrology as the language of the gods or the heavenly script, as if the movements of the planets across the sky and through the signs of the zodiac or the constellations had some sort of significant message that was being conveyed by the gods about life on Earth and about individuals.
The ancient people associated the constellations with important historical and mythological events, and even with the creation of humanity itself.
The ancients began assigning animals as symbols for this journey through the sky. In ancient Sumeria, they identified Aquarius with a god being, Enki, who is the creator god in the Sumerian tradition. According to the Sumerians, it was Enki who came to Earth and created humanity in its present form. Now, this is very interesting because these types of descriptions appear over and over again, and where people connect with these particular star systems or constellations in various mythic and historical traditions. That cannot be by coincidence.
So there you have a little history of astrology and zodiac. And we want to dive into Capricorn. Now, I'm so fascinated about Capricorn. Because I really had no interest in Capricorn. I mean, I'm a Pisces. Why would I have any interest in Capricorn? And I don't think I've ever dated any Capricorn. But let's just look at this very listen to this very interesting fact about three stages of Capricorn. And then we'll let Brother Eddie Harris make any corrections or add to or bring in his wisdom. But I found this fascinating about three stages of Capricorn.
The three stages of Capricorn. Every zodiac sign has three stages of evolution. All signs start off as the well-known symbols from their zodiac wheel. For example, the bull for Taurus, the maiden for Virgo, the sea goat for Capricorn. But there are two more stages in the evolution of each sign, and these are lesser-known symbols for each of the signs. For Capricorn, these are the goat, cave, and sea goat. Goat. For their first stage, Capricorns come in the form of a simple goat. They are resolved, focused, and relentless in achieving their goals and reaching their dreams. In this form, they prefer life to be a simple set of tasks and achievements, like levels in a video game, and they get their kick out of reaching these achievements. They also manifest stubbornness, exclusivity, and greed in this form. These manifestations of their lower self come from an innate fear of underachieving and being on the losing end. Capricorns fear failure more than anything else. They're used to working alone, and they know how to take care of themselves. They're responsible, meticulous, and dedicated from a young age. Saturn has made sure of that. They were born old, and only as they grow older do they learn how to be young. Capricorns resemble the curious case of Benjamin Button. It's going through life's lessons and mingling with others, how they learn how to be children and full of wonder, love, and curiosity. Cave. This is the second stage of Capricorn's evolution. In this stage, they embody the hermits. They retreat from the world and their achievements into their inner kingdom. There, they hold a council. All of their inner wise old men gather around the round table, and they discuss how to continue on this path called life. By this stage, Capricorns realize that besides empty diplomas, achievements, and monetary gain, they have nothing to show for it. They lack the true and meaningful essence of life, joy. They have to learn how to be happy, not with money and status, but with those around them. In this stage, Capricorns learn how to find happiness in small things, how gratefulness works, and what else there is in life, like traveling, relaxing, having simple fun, spending time in goofy adventures, laughing, sharing precious moments with others, and talking about topics that don't necessarily lead anywhere tangible. This is the stage where they decide that life is worth living for itself, and that joy is larger when it's shared with someone. Sea goat. This is their final form and stage of evolution. In this stage, Capricorns have grasped both sides to life, the material and the ethereal one. They have merged two sides of them, the ambitious and achieving goat, and the emotional and open hermit. The sea goat is the mythical creature that is, above all else, emotionally rich and imaginative. Capricorns are a lot like Pisces. They just don't show it. In this form, they're free to be romantic and goofy, open and honest, childish and trusting. In this stage, they're able to teach others discipline, dedication, and focus. They know how to combine their success with personal fulfillment. They know how to enjoy both the achievements and good times with others. They have learned how to be tolerant and how to be spontaneous. This is their ultimate form that combines the best of the two worlds. In this form, Capricorns are able to guide others to success and fulfillment of their dreams. They're able to write out their best and most imaginative stories and still suffer from success. This is the dream come true for most signs, but only Capricorns can achieve it. Thank you for watching the video. Please like, share, and subscribe to get all the latest updates.
All right. I love the fact that they bring out we're all evolving in whatever birth sign you came in under. And right now, this is the season from December to January where the goat is the star. All right, goat Capricorns out there. We're going to open up my brother. I believe this is Brother Eddie Harris, 708-602. Brother Eddie Harris, are you there?
Greetings, greetings. Better love together, family. How are you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Thank you so much for joining us. I am so excited about what we're going to learn tonight because, number one, it's a full moon. I don't know if you noticed. It's a full moon. So that means the waters are stirring everywhere, and especially in me, I've had just a beautiful day, and the weather got warmer and warmer. In fact, it's so warm, all my windows are open right now, trying to get some fresh air, and I don't know, how's it going in Chicago?
Oh, it's cold. It warmed up over above freezing, above 32, but we're getting ready to go back into the colder temperatures. We actually got up to 44 today, so I'm not complaining, you know, because this is above average for us.
Yay. So, how about that? Same here. We're going to get cooler temperatures, too, in the 60s, I think, and maybe 50s. So, hey, we're all one family enjoying the weather no matter where we are. And I don't know about you, but I'm feeling like all the zodiac signs, it's like I'm learning the circle of animals, and we all have a little bit of each of these signs in us. But why, tell us, Eddie, why you think some are more dominant than others? Is it just because we were born under a certain season of the year?
Well, I'm not real knowledgeable in astrology, but from what I get by the numbers, people are usually more in tune when they understand their purpose.
Yeah.
And they see exactly, even doing a little research and investigating of their particular sign, because as you played that particular three stages of Capricorn, I'm listening. By the way, I'm a Capricorn. So I'm listening for anything that is contradictory to who and what I am. And he hit everything on the head, especially the middle one being the cave of the hermit, because I love being by myself because I'm not alone. You know, that's that state of mind that when we feel we don't have people around us, hey, those spirits that we don't truly understand that are there communicate with us in the air, in the wind, you know, and everything that we can't see.
Right.
But it's there because we can't see spirit, but it's there. We can't see air, but it's there. So, yes, everything, and it was no coincidence that he mentioned the correlation of Capricorn and Pisces.
Yeah.
Because, that's basically what we're going to be talking about, dealing with Capricorn and dealing with the true understanding by the numbers, just like mentioning the Christians. Why are we talking about this? Well, hopefully they will get something out of it, you know, because, again, it's basic for me, but, again, for others it's not. With that.
So what are your exact days of the month that you were born under? January what?
It'll be celebrated for King's birthday this year. So that'll be January 16th. King's birthday will be observed on the 16th.
Okay, so I'm adding numbers together. That would be 8 plus 7. It would be your number for this year. Is that how that works?
That is correct.
Okay, so
8 plus 7 is 15, which is a 6.
Okay, so your number for this year is 6. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah, I have a sister in Chicago who I talked to earlier, and she was like, well, what is your number? What is your number for this year? I said, I don't know. And she said, well, this is how you do it. So she gave me a quick lesson on my number for this year, which it turns out to be a 4. And then I did my grandchildren. They're 8 and 9, respectively. So I'm, like, really excited about that because it just means a lot. What exactly does that mean for you, Eddie, that you're a 6? Your number this year is a 6. Help people understand why that's important to be aware of that.
Well, 6 is basically the year we just came out of, 2022,
mm-hmm.
6.
Right.
The 6 deals with the third eye. It deals with your memory being processed coming from music. It's dealing with you now understanding how to balance your word. It deals with the heart. And remember, as you just said, the heart is no more than the earth. When you take the H and put it at the end of the word, they're one and the same. This is why we're now in a earth sign that's 6. So, again, we're into earth being vibration. This is even why the earth's frequency is 33 harmonics, or 33rd harmonics, 336. And the hertz would be 528 hertz. 5 plus 2 plus 8 is 15. 1 plus 5, we back to 6. So this is what we're going through, the beat that everybody's feeling under their feet is the earth chisign, but it is the Mother Earth itself communicating with us.
Oh, boy. That's heavy. You know, I have to share this. You know, on the football field, when Damar Hamlin collapsed, the players started, I don't know if you saw this picture or not, the players gathered around, and just about every player was on their knees praying for him, except one player who had the number 33 on his back, and his name matched the 33 number. I forget what his name is, but it was like the lady who pointed it out on Facebook, we were like, whoa. So every player was kneeling except for this one player standing up with the number 33 on his back. Now, what is that saying? Earth, again, we're talking. Go ahead.
Well, again, using that 33 and seeing, again, that shows basically what he basically chose, what he chose to do or not to do. Chose is 24, which is 6. Choose is 24, which is 6. So it basically shows his character by his actions. As we say,
wow.
Actions speak louder than words. And that's
okay.
Why word is 15, 6. What do we say? It's the words you say or the lack of words being said. So for me, getting to the 3 and even understanding today's date, 1/4/2023, comes to a 3. And when I saw this Monday with this brother collapsing, that was the first thing that hit me. Let the numbers guide me, because I still haven't taken out the time to break his name down by number, but just the 3. His jersey number is 3.
Right.
So right away I started getting into the 3 that I deal with right away, that the words come to me dealing with 3. A shot is 3. Did he take the shot?
Oh.
Kill is 12. That's the 3. Sacrifice, 39. That's the 3. Block, 12. What did they block when he took the shot or didn't take the shot?
Ooh.
So, again, for me, I don't chase these things because the number shows me right away. And everybody else, the family, y'all give me any extra things that I need, because it's only by the number 3 that this came up. Because Sister Antoinette, again, everybody that knows me and don't know me, Sister Antoinette hosts another show, and she's in the hospital, so everybody please pray for Sister Antoinette. She texted a link earlier this morning about Damar. Then Brother Wesley, a family listener, text. Then you, Dr. V, are the third person who texts me about Damar Hamlin. So that 3 again showed me, well, everything that I receive from everybody, it still comes down to what I'm giving by number. They're just saying it a different way. So this is how even things lead me. For example, tonight's class, Mother AZ called me yesterday and informed she wanted to do this for her daughter. So five, you know, I got five on it. Daughter comes to 32. That's a five. So I told her I'd get back. I was out. But for me, I told myself I've done these shows on Capricorn and different things before. So if I can find these two poster boards that I did, then I'll let Mother AZ know. Well, within a minute, I found both of them. So, you know, for me, that's divine order. I'm supposed to do it. So, again, I date everything. So the dates are shows I did from 2016 and 2017. So this is how long I've been talking about these things. But again, as we learn every day, I've gotten better at basically giving or explaining, you know, what it is that I'm trying to give to the people. So it's an easier way for them to see it, because that's the key, that, as they say, there's nothing new under the sun, but there's always seeing something old a new way. And this is what is being built now. We're seeing all these old things a new way that we never even thought of looking at it. So that's my piece too. Please, family, empty your cups so you can taste my tea. Because a lot of us have so much information that once I start giving it, the cup runneth over. So if you just put your tea cup of information in another container, so your cup is empty. Because the majority of the time, by the time we finish, what you had to add will either be enhanced or the question will be answered.
Right.
But be receptive and be open.
With that, let's just take a moment to lift up Antoinette. We look up to the Heavenly Father, stars, energy of love, and we send that love to Antoinette in the hospital. And wherever she is, may she receive this love for healing her body and opening up her mind to receive all the love that we're sending tonight from everyone here, that she might rise up out of that bed and be well and continue the beautiful work that she does on Blog Talk Radio. And we just send out lots of blessings her way. And we give thanks for all that the Creator will be doing for her in the next few hours and days to bring her back out of that place and into a more comfortable location. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So thank you for sharing that, because I didn't realize, you know, that's what was going on. So we're digging into Capricorn, and it's just amazing to know that our guest, Brother Eddie, is a Capricorn. So here's some fun things about, not fun things, Bible and astrology. I want to just be clear that we all see astrology in the Bible.
Today's question is, what does the Bible say about astrology and the zodiac? In this video, I'll answer that question from a biblical perspective. And then afterwards, as always, I'll share some helpful resources. So stick around until the end. The Bible has much to say about the stars. Most basic to our understanding of the stars is that God created them. They show his power and majesty. The heavens are God's handiwork. Psalm chapter 8 verse 3 and 19 verse 1. He has all the stars numbered and named. Psalm chapter 147 verse 4. The Bible also teaches that God arranged the stars into recognizable groups that we call constellations. The Bible mentions three of these, Orion, the bear, or Ursa Major, and the crooked serpent, most likely Draco. In Job chapter 9 verse 9, chapter 26 verse 13, chapter 38 verses 31 through 32, and Amos chapter 5 verse 8. God is the one who fastens the bands of these constellations. He is the one who brings them forth, each in its season. In Job chapter 38, verse 32, God also points to the Maseroth, or usually translated constellations. This is thought by many to be a reference to the 12 constellations of the zodiac. The constellations have been tracked and studied for millennia. The Egyptians and Greeks knew of the zodiac and used it to measure the beginning of spring centuries before Christ. Much has been written of the meaning of the zodiacal constellations, including theories that they comprise an ancient display of God's redemptive plan. For example, the constellation Leo can be seen as a celestial depiction of the line of the tribe of Judah, Revelation chapter 5, verse 5, and Virgo could be a reminder of the virgin who bore Christ. However, the Bible does not indicate any hidden meaning for these or other constellations. The Bible says that stars, along with the sun and moon, were given for signs and seasons, Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. That is, they were meant to mark time for us. They are also signs in the sense of navigational indicators, and all through history, men have used the stars to chart their courses around the globe. God used the stars as an illustration of his promise to give Abraham innumerable seed, Genesis chapter 15, verse 5. Thus, every time Abraham looked up at the night sky, he had a reminder of God's faithfulness and goodness. The final judgment of the earth will be accompanied by astronomical events relating to the stars, Isaiah chapter 13, verses 9 through 10, and Matthew chapter 24, verse 29. Astrology is the interpretation of an assumed influence the stars and planets exert on human destiny. According to astrology, the sign you were born under, for example, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, or Virgo, etc., impacts your destiny. This is a false belief. The royal astrologers of the Babylonian court were put to shame by God's prophet Daniel, Daniel chapter 1, verse 20, and were powerless to interpret the king's dream, Daniel chapter 2, verse 27. God specifies astrologers as among those who will be burned as stubble in God's judgment, Isaiah chapter 47, verses 13 through 14. Astrology as a form of divination is expressly forbidden in Scripture, Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 10 through 14. God forbade the children of Israel to worship or serve the host of heaven, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 19. Several times in their history, however, Israel fell into that very sin. 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 16 is one example. Their worship of the stars brought God's judgment each time. The stars should awaken wonder at God's power, wisdom, and infinitude. We should use the stars to keep track of time and place and to remind us of God's faithful, covenant-keeping nature. All the while, we acknowledge the Creator of the heavens. Our wisdom comes from God, not the stars, James chapter 1, verse 5. The Word of God, the Bible, is our guide through life, Psalm chapter 119, verse 105. Want to learn more? Subscribe so you don't miss the next video. Visit GotQuestions.org.
So that teaching it reminds us of the things that we have neglected to study in the Bible, or we just ignored in the Bible, are right there before us to tell us that astrology is relevant, the stars are relevant, all these things are so relevant, especially today, as Brother Eddie mentioned, for our purpose, our understanding our purpose on this earth. And then I have one more I want to share with you. I've been listening to Bill Donahue for several years. He is a metaphysical Bible teacher. And he talks about the zodiac in the Bible like nobody you've ever heard. So I want to just play a few minutes of a longer audio just to bring you into a metaphysical perspective of the biblical knowledge that talks about the zodiac.
I have such a hard time trying to figure out why people are afraid of the things that God has created. Well, of course, people can misuse it for fortune telling and so forth, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about the influences, the vibrations that come from these planets. You know, it's such an important part. Like, as we showed you last week, the days of the week are named after the seven planets. And the moon controls the tides, the sun controls life, and you can't just believe that everything up there is just rolling around in some billiard ball with no reason and no purpose. Let me show you something. Do you know what the Greek word for that universe is? K-O-S-M-O-S. You know that. Cosmos. Cosmos. And do you know what that word means? It means law. Everything up there has a purpose and a reason, and it affects man. It affects the way we live. Jesus Christ said in Luke 22:10, when you see the man, now let's take a look at what he said so that we get an idea. When you see the man carrying, that's the man carrying the pitcher of water. Okay. Now that's Aquarius. Don't think Jesus didn't know what he's talking about. He sure did. He's talking about this age right now. So that's now. Okay. When you see the man carrying the pitcher of water, this is Luke 22:10. He says, enter into the house, and the house is you. Enter into yourself. Go to the upper room, and the upper room is your higher consciousness. And he said, there you will be fed by him. That's where you'll have the Sabbath, that's where you'll have the Passover, in the upper room. And so now we understand, as we realize the movement of these tremendous universal things that God has created, that Jesus was talking about the man with the pitcher of water, which is the Christ, pouring out. Now, do you remember what it says? What's it say in the Bible? I will pour out my spirit upon you. What I'm trying to get through to you is that God has created in the universe a blueprint of life, a blueprint of the movement of the universe, a blueprint of what life is all about and how to overcome that which is the evil and that which is oppressive and rise up to that which is heavenly. What's going to happen is that, according to the Institute of the in France, in the year 2010, this Aquarian age is going to peak, the year 2010. And basically what the age of Aquarius is the constellation of the planet Uranus, U-R-A-N-U-S. That is called the Son of Heaven or the God of Heaven. Now just think, the Christ is supposed to return, split the eastern sky, and cast down Satan into prison. Isn't it interesting that Uranus gave birth to Saturn, and Saturn overthrew Uranus, and then was cast out of heaven by the son of Uranus? Do you understand what I'm saying? This is the mythology of the constellations, the stars in the sky. Uranus had a relationship with Gaia, G-A-E-A, which is Mother Earth. So Uranus had an intercourse relationship and had sons and daughters with Mother Earth. This is mythology of the planets. He gave birth to Saturn. Saturn overthrew Uranus, and I'll tell you more about that. And then Saturn was driven out of heaven and cast down by the sons of Uranus, or the sons of God. Now, understand what we're talking about here. The age of Aquarius, peaking at 2010, 19 years from now, would be the Son of Heaven, or the God of Heaven, Uranus, which is moving in its patterns right now as we're talking, moving into the eastern sky, overwhelming that which is the negative influences of Saturn and setting people free. Look up, your redemption draweth nigh. Because all of these things have influences. They influence people. There's no way you can say they don't. They do. They influence people. There's a vibration. There's frequencies that come out of these things, and they have their influences, and the Bible talks about it. I mean, in Job 38:30 of the Bible, it says, can you bring forth Masroth? Can you bind the sweet influences of Pleiades? Look at it, Job 38:31, can you bind the sweet influences of Pleiades? Well, if the planets didn't have any influence on you or me, why does it say it does in the Bible? And it's the sweet influences of Pleiades. Pleiades is the star cluster in the constellation Taurus. It means the influences to the ego, the influences to ambition, the influences to the macho strength. Can you put a halter on that? Well, it says, can you loose the bands of Orion? Orion's another constellation. Why is the Bible saying that these planets have an influence if they don't? They do. And what the Aquarian age is what the kids call the harmonic convergence, is a time when there's going to be tremendous peace. And that's why people are going to be caught up in compassion for animals, compassion for the ecology, compassion for one another. I don't see there's any way of this war that everybody's frightened about. You know, anybody can be wrong, but I mean, this is the age we're moving closer and closer to this time of universal peace and individuality. and life. And it all happens within you, because as the universe is out there, so it is in here. See? So what happens, see, in the story, let me go back to these cast of characters over here so you get a better idea. We'll show you this characters. Uranus, which is the god of heaven, okay? Saturn, which is, of course, the star, the sun, one of the fallen, kind of, I guess you'd say, like the prodigal son. Uranus casts his children into Hades, which is the lower depths. This is the mythology of the stars, of the zodiac. He shuts them up in a lower earth or imprisons them. Now, does that ring a bell with you? Here it is. God shuts up that which is Saturn into the lower earth, not out of hatred for them, but out of love for us. If you remember in Revelation 20, verse 2 and 3, it says, Satan is bound 1,000 years. Okay, that's the negative aspects of Saturn. What that's telling you is that due to the effect, the planetary effect, the movement in the universe that God has ordained, Uranus then overrides the effect of that which is Saturn or Satan, and we live in Christ consciousness because there is none of the negativity of the lower mind. Okay? There's good reason to believe, folks, that Satan and Saturn are one and the same. It says in Revelation 27, when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and he shall go out and deceive the nation. So obviously what's being said here is in an astronomical way, at that point, Saturn will move out of the influences of Uranus, and then that negative influence will come back down to Earth again. Okay? So then we see how the prophecies in the Bible and in the book of Revelation can be fulfilled and are being fulfilled by the activities of the comets and the planets and the constellations in the universe, which as God has ordained them. So right now, as we're talking, Uranus is swinging through the heavens to its celestial throne. And we have to make a cosmic rendezvous. I mean, and you make that cosmic rendezvous by lifting yourself up into that Om, up into that nothingness, up into that higher realm of communion with that which is God. You make a communion with that which is the universal strength. That's why Jesus Christ said, if your eye be single, your body will fill with light. Because if your eye is single, you raise yourself up into that higher consciousness, and that's where you make that rendezvous, which is the...
So that's just a small portion of Bill Donahue's teaching. This man's been around for a while, as you probably heard that. He was talking about something that he was still teaching probably 15 years ago on this topic. It hasn't changed. He's amazing to bring people into the metaphysical understanding of scriptures. And instead of people saying, well, you can't talk about astrology and the planets and the zodiac because you're worshiping gods and the creatures instead of the creator. Well, he is one of those people who kind of bridges the gap between the misunderstanding that somehow we are worshiping creatures or the things that the creator created versus the creator themselves. And so he brings understanding. So if you're interested in more of his teachings, go to YouTube and look under Bill Donahue, D-O-N-A-H. I listened to him many times over the last 10 years. And I was like, yeah. So let me go to the phone. I have, I believe it's Mama AZ has pressed 1. And I know Mama AZ has maybe some Capricorn relatives in the house. And we want to, tonight, our intention tonight, as Brother Eddie has pointed out, is to understand our purpose when we come into the zodiac signs of fire, air, earth, and water, and to walk in a more powerful way with this knowledge. That's our intention tonight, is to be empowered by the knowledge we gain, first of all, from Capricorn tonight. And then next month we'll go into, I think it's Aquarius next month. So, Mama AZ, your mic is open. How are you this evening?
Forgive me, family. I'm grateful to be on this side of the dirt. I'm chowing down on some lentils and jalapeno peppers that...
Ooh, hot.
When my daughter Tamisha, Tamisha, I call her Muffin, she came to eyeball me from Georgia, and she hooked me up a bunch of canisters of lentils and Big Mama's beans, pinto beans. So that's what I'm going to be chowing down in this month. And I started with today, which is my daughter's Earth Day. I am so grateful. I am so abundantly grateful for my life, family. Even though I have some great challenges physically with my bones because of alcohol fetal syndrome, I am so grateful to my mother, Maddie Paris Cunningham, or Maddie Cunningham Paris, because she had wisdom enough, no matter what was going on in her life, she did not abort me. And for that, no matter how schizophrenic my life was with my mom and my dad, because they were both alcoholics, I'm grateful. And I love my mother. I love you, Mama. Because if my mom had aborted me, family, I wouldn't be privileged and graced to have you who are on this line and beyond as an extended family. Family, you must realize that the ones that may have come through your mom and dad's gate may not be your family. Your children are not your children. You were just the gate to allow them to get here, just like my mom, no matter what. And you must remember that. And if you cannot roll with your extent, your family that came through your mom's gate and so on, don't get your heart all bent out of shape, because you must understand and overstand, not understand, but understand and overstand that there are ones like you out there. Just ask the universe, the tall ones, the creator, to assist you and guide you to get with your right tribe family. And I want this to also be known, family, how I was guided to reach out to Dr. V to do this show. I got a direct message from Reverend A.A. Allen, and I want that to go on record. I went to Miracle Valley Saturday and had a powerful meditation. Within that meditation, I was giving thanks for my child, Tamisha, who came to the planet this day, and how she prays. And I was giving thanks that she was able to go to where she is now, to use her skill, talent, or however you want to say it, from the Creator, just like Reverend Asa Allen came from bootleg parents who did the moonshine, and all of his siblings, including him, were alcoholics. I'm telling you this for a reason, because the Creator, listen to me, the Creator picks the most unusual, off-the-chain person to be a hollow reed or a hollow bone to receive the messages. And what message Reverend Allen told me, not only about my daughter, and I'm going to not say all of that, it made me proud that she is the woman that she is, and she is there praying for other people there. And I'm proud of you, Misha. I'm proud of you, and you're going to get stronger in your gift of prayer. You see, there's this temple that Reverend Allen created, the Bible College there or here in Miracle Valley, Arizona. He's been working with me and communicating with me like Cryon. Lee Carroll gets communicated with, but only he's in a Caucasian body. And when somebody comes in a body like mine or Dr. Lateef, that's powerful. Because what Reverend Allen has been communicating with me, and I want you to hear what I'm saying, people. The copper color people have powers and strength that they don't even recognize because they have been so dumbed down and put to sleep. You see, that temple that is there in Hereford County, Palominas, Cochise County, you can look it up, Miracle Valley, Arizona, 85615, Miracle Valley Cemetery. It's on the map, family. Now, that temple that is there, I have been having visions about that temple since 06 and didn't even know what the heck I was receiving, family. During the time, 06 up until now, I have been shown what could happen or what the possibilities are with the use of that temple. This is a new time, people, and Reverend Allen is communicating. He's not the only one. I have a whole bunch of Georges, and I'll leave it at that, in my people or tall ones who communicate with me, a lot of Georges and a lot of Harrises. I want you to make a note of that. I don't know what exactly all that means, but I have a choir section of Harrises and Georges in my campground, along with the Reverend Asa Allen. Those grounds that temple is on was donated to Reverend Allen in Phoenix, Arizona. And it's a possibility that I was there or my mom was there at that revival because she used to drag me to those things for healing because of the issues with the alcohol fetal syndrome that I have. I'm sharing this with you, family, for a reason. You see, ones are being called, like the Michael Beckwiths, like the Dr. Fields, like the Billy Carsons and Bobby Hemmings, and all of those, the Brother Harrises, and to this area, to that temple on those grounds. And I know what I'm talking about because Saturday, Sheriff's Department was waiting for me. Someone had relayed that I was going out there to Miracle Valley. I did my vision quest, family, 14 days in Miracle Valley. And what I was communicated with about the metaphysicians and the ones with voices, the Baha'is and others. The purpose of the Baha'is, their purpose is to bring all nations together, so they say.
Yeah.
But
Let me interrupt you for a minute.
Okay.
I'm thinking about your daughter's birth.
I apologize. I went off. I please forgive me, family.
No,
I'm just grateful. I apologize.
Listen,
I apologize. This is another show, and you're correct. I love you, Muffin, and thank you for leading with me.
I want to say something about Muffin, but first of all, stop. I have to tell you, sister, stop saying you have alcohol fetal syndrome. You do not have any disease. This is the new thought of the 7 year. 2023 is a year of divine energy and purpose. And what comes out of our mouth is so important if we want to manifest something different. So do not, please stop saying you have alcohol fetal syndrome. You can say alcohol fetal syndrome is in your past. You have experienced it. But what you are doing this year is you're going to manifest a total healing if your words are right. Now, your daughter is a three this year. I was thinking about, and maybe Brother Eddie can help Muffin if she, I don't know, is Muffin listening today? Do you think?
I don't know. I don't know.
For her, you can play this for her later maybe, or just relay this to her. Because if she was born today, January 4th, that's a five of her Earth Day entrance. And then this is a year seven. So if you add seven and five is 12, three. So Eddie, Brother Eddie, if you're still there, I got your mic open. What can we help Mama AZ's daughter understand about her number three number for this year?
Well, number three deals with a connection that she's getting connected with. A process of understanding self or whatever she's trying to accomplish. It deals with her memories. It deals with the goal that she has set. But very quickly, to try to tie her into even Capricorn and tonight what we are talking about, is that her name, Tamshia comes to 32, that five. I got five on it, so we're connected by name because Eddie is 23 and 32 with the five. Her middle name comes to 28. I don't want to butcher her name, but it comes to 28. And Anderson comes to 25. When you add it up, it's 85. 8 plus 5 is 13. That's the 4. And see, even when we understand that, I wanted to start off with Happy New Year's. New Year being key, because my resolution is the present that I'm sharing with the family, and giving the useful information that we can all tie together. Because those who recognize New Year as being in March, well, it's key and it's right in our face. So seeing Capricorn and understanding, it gives us two signs in one. And remember, Capricorn is the only sign that ends and begins. It ends at the end of the year in December and begins at the beginning of the year in January.
Right. Okay.
So seeing that, it's telling you again, when the clip played and it was talking about astrology, it mentioned numbers and names. Didn't say anything wrong with using the numbers, so we're using the numbers, family. And it's it's tied in to astrology and astronomy, so, but I'm not touching that field. But getting back to that is that we're at that point where we're seeing what has been upside down. Well, upside down is even using the symbolism of Capricorn, the goat's head and the fish tail. Upside down comes to 40. We constantly say the head becoming the tail and the tail becoming the head. But a reference to the head is the goat's head and the fish tail. Why? Because Capricorn or December being the 12th month, 12, 1 plus 2 is 3, gives us the winter solstice, the longest night dealing with the celebration of light. But it's basically referring to the spring equinox. Winter is 27. Spring is 27. That 27 in spring, or spring being the actual first day of the new year. This is why in the zodiac sign, when we see all of the names by number, Capricorn and Pisces are the only two signs that equal 28, which is 1. So Capricorn 1, tying you to Pisces 1, the first month to the third month, 13. You're always saying that 13 or the 4 or the 5, 13 and 14. But this is what has transpired with Pisces and Capricorn. You also mentioned, and the tape mentioned how Capricorn and Pisces basically deal. That's because you have the fish tail. And when we say the head becomes the tail, tail becomes the head. Well, head is 16, tail is 15. 16 plus 15 is 31. Back to the spiritual, back to the true. Putting everything right because we're seeing it upside down. And this is the program. Program we've been taught was to see everything upside down.
Right.
So that's where we are dealing with the utter garbage at the bottom, you know. But the age of Aquarius, as they said, follow the man with the pitcher of water. And that's where we are, Aquarius. Energy that you talked about, the divine energy, that's definitely permeating through nature that we're all getting back to. But all of these things are definitely happening. And I wanted to mention that the war, it's the spiritual and or psychological war that we're in, is what we were lied about in school. Because we know, as it says in the Bible, it's not by flesh or blood, of flesh or blood. It's principalities. It's the principles, but even starting with principalities of what's happening now is the war that's raw that we're in is the word, since it's not physical and we won't shed the blood, the war is what we were taught in school. They called it the three R's. The school's golden rules, reading, writing, and arithmetic. Reading is the R, writing is the W, and arithmetic is the numbers. So why are the numbers so important? It's not for the illusion of money, it's to count the words behind the letters that we've read and wrote down so that we can now see that code that we never saw using these words that have been right in front of us. See, this is something they thought we would never figure out. But again, at the end of the day, it's a lot of us, a lot of you that are already right. And the easy thing that I know, that as we say, many are called, but few are chosen. And I know it's very few that will even entertain using this process to enhance whatever it is we feel we know, because it shows us something completely different that basically deprogram us from the program we're now regurgitating.
Yeah. And isn't it interesting that this football event that occurred to me is a sign of the battle, the spiritual battle that we're in. Because what you're hearing from the mainstream media, who is the enemy, in my opinion, the mainstream media puts out nothing but lies, tell lie vision. And for the last 2.5, 3 years, all we've heard is lies coming from CBS, NBC, CNN, all these media. And so what did they put out after this young man collapsed on the football field? Oh, this is a disease called blah, 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 blah. I wrote it down. This is commotio cardis. Like, what the, what? Oh, they haven't done a test or anything, but all they have a script. Here, listen, brothers and sisters, the media, the false media, the lying media has a script. This is how you know they're lying. Every one of them has the same script they play. So what did they do? And see, I'm interested in football. This man behind me speaks to me all the time. My dad is in my life. He died. His spirit left his body in 2019, but he speaks to me all the time. Something like this gets my attention because it was one of my dad's loves to play the game. But the script that the media was playing almost immediately after this man's collapse on the field from inflamed hearts, that's what really was happening. We know what's going on. They all had the same script. I looked at the YouTube videos of CNN, CBS, ABC, all the major. Oh, he had commodious. They brought in all these doctors. They brought in all the. Oh, here's our professional cardiologist. He says he had commodio cardis. You go to a CBN or CNN. Oh, the problem with what happened to DeMaris, he had commodious cardis. I'm like, how did everybody know the same thing and they haven't done any tests? This is the sign we're in a spiritual warfare, because they're going to try and conceal everything, but we know what's going on. And Capricorn, how does it happen that on January 2nd, we get this big revelation? The brother collapsing with what I believe is an inflamed heart. That's what the expert, Dr. Peter McCullough, is one of those cardiologists who's a whistleblower. And he did a 50-minute interview that said he ruled out this cardiomotor, whatever they're talking about. He said he ruled that out because that's not what's happening. What's happening is he had an inflamed heart, and we're in a battle. Because I don't think this is the end of it. We're going to see more. But Capricorn, let's get back to Capricorn. Are these, I have this audio, I have five signs that you are a Capricorn. Then I'm going to go to my caller, 773-450. But I want to play this because I think because we know Capricorn is Earth, if you're in the studio and you're a Capricorn, are these the signs for you that you are connected more in the earth energy than, say, Pisces or some other sign of fire or water or air? Listen to these signs that someone put together that says you're the Capricorn earth sign.
If your birthday is between December 21st and January 19th, we've got some insight about your personality. Welcome to Ms. Mojo, and today we're counting down our picks for the top five signs you're a true Capricorn.
Your mouth might be saying, hey, we cool, but your eyes are like, no, we not.
Before we begin, we publish new content every day, so be sure to subscribe to our channel and ring the bell to get notified about our latest videos. For this list, we're looking at the most common Capricorn personality traits. But listen up to see if you're similar to other famous Capricorns like Michelle Obama, Kate Middleton, and Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah, calm down. You don't see Ross getting all chaotic and twirly every time they come.
Number 5, you're level-headed.
So if your friend jumps off a cliff, you're going to jump too?
If you're in an emergency situation, a Capricorn is the person you want by your side. They're great at staying calm when the going gets rough. And their even-keeled personality creates a calming presence for those around them.
Stay calm.
Are you in my head or are you here?
I'm in soul. I was sleeping.
They're also very resourceful, so they would equally make a good candidate to get stranded on a desert island with. They can get really creative with the tools that are given to them, so they make great employees in a variety of industries. They also tend to be workaholics who have a hard time figuring out their work-life balance. But hey, nobody's perfect.
I have 5 rules. Memorize them. Rule number 1, don't bother sucking up. I already hate you. That's not going to change.
Number 4, you're unforgiving.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Speaking of imperfections, one of Capricorn's more negative traits is the reluctance to forgive and forget. They are serious grudge holders and can even have a tendency towards vengefulness.
Meryn Trant, Tywin Lannister, the Red Woman.
Because of how loyal they are to their loved ones, they'll even hold grudges on other people's behalf. Don't get on a Capricorn's bad side, because you might never make it back into their favor. This goes hand in hand with their proclivity towards stubbornness. It's very hard to change a Capricorn's mind once they've made it up, so you're probably best just leaving them be. Number 3, you're not a big risk taker.
Oh well, nobody home. Let's go.
Good idea. I'm with Arnold.
If you want to go skydiving or base jumping, don't invite a Capricorn to go with you. This star sign is much more comfortable at home in their pajamas than they are trying new things.
Don't want to be all by myself.
They love their routines. And if something forces them to stray from them, well, they won't be happy. They also tend to be introverts, meaning that their alone time is really important to them. They're not exactly the life of the party, and definitely take on more of a wallflower persona, especially in large groups where they feel out of their element. Number 2, you're good at adulting.
I put my thoughts into words, and not my words into action.
Capricorns may have their flaws, but one thing you can say about them is that they're great at having their lives together.
You're late.
By like a second.
By 3.5 minutes.
Their workspace is always organized, they're saving for retirement, and they do meal prep on Sundays for the rest of the week. Capricorns are on top of every aspect of their existence, from diet and exercise, to their taxes, to the cleanliness of their apartments.
This is your room?
There's no fooling you, is there?
They're the masters of schedules and to-do lists, and will always complete everything they have to do before letting their hair down and relaxing.
Whose little ball of paper is this?
Oh, that would be mine. See, I wrote a note to myself, and then I realized I didn't need the note, so I balled it up, and now I wish I was dead.
Number 1, you're loyal.
I volunteer as tribute.
Capricorns can be kind of traditional, and they put values like honor and loyalty before all else.
And I'm coming with you! You can't swim!
This star sign makes for amazing friends and supportive family members because they'll happily bend over backwards for the people they love.
Chidi, you'll stand by my side no matter what, right?
Of course I will.
They're hyper-dependable and will always be there to help you move or look over your resume when you need help. They may not surround themselves with big groups of people, but they keep their loved ones close and will do anything for them. And that's someone you want on your team.
I got this. I got this.
No.
It's okay.
Do you agree with our picks? Check out these other great clips from Ms. Mojo and subscribe.
So, Brother Eddie, the question I have for you is, and I know there's the Capricorn in the house, at least as far as we know. Are those in the stages of goat, cave, sea, goat? Can we divide those 5 characteristics into goat, cave, sea, goat? Or is that all the goat stage? What did you think about those 5 characteristics?
If I put it in those three stages, it would range between the goat and the cave.
Okay.
Because once you get to the sea goat, you're at a higher stage.
Right.
You know? So
yeah.
You basically went through those dilemmas of the first two, what she was basically talking about, because I agreed with some, but a lot I didn't. So, and a lot I could say that in that beginning stage, that goat stage, that unforgiveness, because it's a trait that has to be learned. You know,
right.
Once I truly forgave myself, it was easy to forgive others, you know.
Right.
So when it starts with self and it comes from inside, then, you know, you can let all that go. So, again, it was the first two, third, like I said, which we're all trying to ascend to, you know, is that higher stage, you know, that we don't see that five called color as they give us to look at one another. You know, we hear the spirit and the vibration through the voice and the tone and the word that is being given. We know who we are, some of us. Let me rephrase that. Because some of us don't use the arithmetic yet. By number, arithmetic is 45, which is a 9. So arithmetic is being able to add those words. Add is 144, ADD, add. Once you add yourself, you become a part of the 144,000 family. And who says it's not 144 million, 144 billion? See, we stop at a story, not knowing, as we said, our great potential. But there are things, again, this war, as I said, reading, writing, arithmetic, that now we got another way, as I mentioned, seeing something old a new way just by using it. And
absolutely.
Voila.
Yeah, thank us. Thank us. That's great. I'm glad you bring out the fact that once we know ourselves, we can forgive, and that unforgiving part of the goat goes away. And isn't that, you know, Christ said that the kingdom is within. If we're walking around looking outside of ourselves for a savior, we're looking outside of ourselves for a solution, before we go inside with meditation and understand who we really are, then we're going to have those traits she talked about, like unforgiveness and holding a grudge against other people and not wanting to take risks and being a workaholic. It's like we're out of balance when we stay in that first goat phase, and our evolution brings us into the cave and then into the sea goat by consciousness, right? We're becoming more and more conscious of the signs of the purpose of being a Capricorn, let's say, being born under the December 21st, January 20th energy of winter and all that. You came into this atmosphere in this season, and why did you come here? Well, I don't know why I'm here. I just want to do this, and I want to do that. I'm going to be a workaholic all my life and wear myself out and be in the emergency room. All that unconsciousness is what Eddie is pointing out, the goat phase. And when we finally get to know the kingdom within, then we move into this new phase of the cave and the sea. And that's with every birth sign. So we're going to be here every month going deeper into each sign, zodiac sign, so that we can indeed understand ourselves better and help you, all of you listening, to evolve into the next two levels of your sign.
Sister.
Let me go. Go ahead.
Sister, a quick question for Brother Eddie. This number, it's 923 1968. I believe we all ask for our parents, our families, and what have you. That's my daughter, Tamisha's sister. Tamisha came on a Tuesday. Her sister came on a Monday. And I was just curious, Brother Eddie, with that number, before they came here, meaning my two daughters, I'm wondering, did they know each other? And how I could probably figure that out is you equate that number and analyze how it relates. If you understand what I just ask, I think.
Yeah, basically, we don't even have to get that deep, but listening to you, their life path number is a 6 and a 5. So that connects right there. See, because when you look at the word six, S-I-X equals 14, which is 5. So you have the 6 and 5 right there in the word six.
Thank God.
And the 6 is already entwined within their 6 called their DNA. They came out of you. They're already connected by the core. So, yes, you know, there's no doubt about it. They just got to take the time to slow down and figure it out. If it's for them to figure out or for you to be that mediator that shows them, you know, the similarities in their journey.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Oh, you're going to make me cry. You're going to make me cry because I was figuring that out, brother. I was figuring that out. I'm like, whoa. And so you just confirm what I feel.
Isn't it that most families are dealing with energies of past life connections? You know, my father, mother, brothers, sisters. Is it true, or I'm asking, is it true that in past lives, all of these souls were together in some way or another, or is that something I'm just thinking out of the air?
No. We were, and I'm just grateful to be here, to be with you, and help me to decipher this. You, Dr. V. Brother Harris. Okay,
well,
thank us.
Let's go to another caller. Let's see, 773-450. Your mic's open. Give us your name, where you're calling from. I know you've been holding on a while, so your time to speak.
Oh, I'm here. I'm sorry. I was just engaged in listening. I appreciate the show so much. Are you there?
This is Obadiah.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Yes, can you
hear me?
Yeah, I was going to say it's an awesome program. A lot of information to digest. I was going to ask Eddie, after I finish, what numbers are wisdom, knowledge, and understanding? Because when we don't have it's interesting. When you seek it, like, you know, all these different things go on at one time, like tonight. I noticed there was like 5 or 6 different pieces I could have been listening to. And I chose to tune into this one because I said, well, I need to see if I can get something different than what maybe network TV will give me or maybe YouTube will give me or whatever. You have to look for something different and be willing to sacrifice that. So that brings up this point. When you read all the things that it takes for you to get wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, my question is, what is your commitment to doing it? That's what always divides the difference. If you're not committed to doing wisdom, knowledge, and understanding so you can be part of the fullness of the universe, then it's like you're missing something. You also mentioned the Capricorn Pisces thing.
Are you posing a question?
I just asked him what would be the numbers for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. That's the question. The rest of it, I just love it. Keep it going, Eddie.
Well, and let me just address your point about being committed to something. That's the three stages we've been talking about that each zodiac sign goes through. You know, we're talking about some general personality traits of Capricorn. And as Brother Eddie said, you're going to move out of unforgiveness, which is a strong sign that you're a Capricorn, when you start meditating, when you start focusing on why you're here, and when you start being committed to being working your divine purpose and your assignment. Otherwise, you stay in this goat position that Capricorns are in, where they're unforgiving, they're workaholics, they're grudge holders, risk takers, but they're loyal. And as Brother Eddie said, he had to forgive himself first before he could move into the next stage of his development as a Capricorn. So I think we're all going to be talking about that each month as I bring this show to Blog Talk and Facebook, that we want to evolve every month. Whatever sign you're in, we want to be, as Brother Eddie shared, he had to forgive himself to get out of that sign of Capricorn that you're unforgiving. But he's moved the stage process. So, Brother Eddie, can you answer his question about wisdom, understanding, and knowledge?
Of course, because I love it, because it just echoes my personal prayer, words that I used. And when he said it, I was like, look ahead, look ahead, look ahead.
But Eddie, you know, the same people, man. We want.
I call you my brother
because you are my brother. We think the same. We have one mind. We got off the grid a long time ago. So when I listen to you, I really tune in, because a lot of people are not going to bring up that wisdom. You even brought up the fact that we were withheld from the knowledge of even reading and writing so we wouldn't know.
Okay. I'm going to let him answer your question.
Okay, so for the knowledge is 32, which is 6. Wisdom is 22, which is a 4. And understanding I use, but overstanding is the same number, 49, which is a 4. So when you add them up, you come to a 5. It comes to 104, which is a 5. I got 5 on it. So my brother, when you said it, you mirror what you said, we are brothers, because brother is 32, which is 5. Mirror is 23, which is 5. Yes, you are my brother. And it's, for me, it's about the number behind the words that we speak, that we truly don't understand the number behind the words that come out of our mouth. When we see that, we break all this English nonsense that we arguing about. We smash it. And they don't want us to know this. See? So, again, you know, we own it. We own it. And it's just for all of us to just reveal our particular part. Mine just happens to be the numbers, you know. So we see these occult words of English that we have adopted and we gravitate to. So that's it, family. It's always in
man,
peace.
You're always
five.
On point. Always
in peace. In peace comes the 5 and love comes the 5. That's why it's always in peace and love, because that's the 5. That's the code. And they made it a game. That's why game is 5. And now this year, 7, recognize game, recognize the game, baby. That's all I'm here is to bring it, that joyful noise. So we start to recognize the game. As you said, the 5 is manifest. But we manifest the majority of the nonsense that's happening right in front of us. We do it, family. See? Because when we listen to the news, which is 7, and media, which is 7, their job is to manipulate. Manipulate is 32. You know, it's easy to see what they're doing, like you said, when it becomes an echo chamber. And you hear every different newscaster saying the same thing. It's a script, family. But you better be careful of what you're watching. Because as we say, Big Brother's watching you. It's another story for another time, but y'all know what I'm saying.
And we've got a few folks on Facebook that are commenting. Susie, my dear sister, Susie Mayberry Parker, says Capricorn energy, exclamation mark. Does that mean, Susie, that you are Capricorn, or are you just praising the Capricorn energy? So she says, greetings. She's in a meeting. I can't hear you right now. I will respond. Okay. Thank you, Susie, for joining us. And my sister Zelda from Monday Morning Mindfulness on the Female Solution says, WTW, question mark, inflamed heart or desperately needed body parts? Are we talking about football again, Sister Zelda? And then Francis didn't know we were on. Yes, I wrote on the flyer 1 hour, but I realized I'd better schedule it for 2 hours because I figured there might be more questions, more comments tonight than I had originally thought. So, yeah, we're on here till 10, which is another 20 minutes or so. And then our sister Zelda says, good evening. Grand evening, beautiful queen. Sister upside down hopefully brings up back to right side up. All right. And then Olivia Mazian, I'm messing up that head, says words have power. Thank you, Olivia. Yes, she's sending love energy tonight. I say. And then she says, great breakdown on the numbers. And Frances Harris has commented. She likes our guests, and this Christian is listening. So we appreciate all of you tuning in. This is kind of a last-minute show. I don't usually do shows on Wednesday, but when you're on Blog Talk, you can do a show 7 days a week, and I only do one a week, basically, for soul purpose healing. So this year, though, because we're in a seven, and I'm actually a four, this is a four for me. I'm a four this year with my Earth Day and the year seven, so I'm a four. If this is here, we got only about 20 minutes left. If you want to give us your birth date, we've got Eddie in the house to help us fine-tune your number for this year. So press 1 if you're in the Blog Talk studio and you want to give us the day you entered the Earth atmosphere, and we can come up with your number for this year. Or if you're in Facebook, if you want to give us your number, we'll, or you can just calculate.
March 13, 1956.
So we just need March 13th. That's 3 and 13. So that's 16, 7, and then 7 this year. So 14. Well, I think Eddie already said you're a five. This, your year is a five. This is a five. Is that right, Eddie? For him, he's a five. I think that means your year, your number for this is a five. Eddie, are you still there?
I'm sorry, I'm talking. I have myself on mute. Forgive me, family, but yes, he will be a five this year. So all the information, the energy, the five that he's relating, you know, this is part of what he's going to receive, this energy, this divine energy of the seven that we're in. We all were in that Christ consciousness, because Christ is the five. Consciousness is seven. That's what we're in, the seven. So he's already in the Christ. The consciousness is the seven, which is the awareness. Awareness is seven that we've been ignoring. Ignore is seven. We are aware to the energy, energy that comes directly from nature. Nature is seven. Energy is seven. See, We must have some type of plan. Plan is seven. Of our actions. Actions is seven. This is why the seven, your actions speak louder than your words. So this is the year for actions, family. You know, regardless of whose actions it is, you know what you need to move on. You ain't worried about nobody telling you what you need to do. You know what you need to do. But we put the action now behind the five called the thought. You got the thought. Now put it to action.
All right now.
This is divine. This is divine. When we're in that divine, because the divine energy is also within your faith. This is why I loved it when you told Mother AZ, which I told her before. You speak it into existence. Don't claim where you came from. You know where you're going. See, you know the alcoholism that your family went through, that you were tied to, but you're not tied to that anymore. Don't claim it. If you keep claiming it, it's going to stay there. You put it there. You spoke it into existence. Speak it out of existence. Just like you speak your health into existence. That's why health is that seven. I'm sorry, health is nine. And I was meant to say heal. Heal is 14, that five. Your thought is to heal. Your temple, is five. You control that. You accept what the doctors say and tell you. And then we manifest it because of the thought. You think it, you speak it, you do it, or it happens. But it only happens because... Go ahead.
No, we've got Olivia in Facebook. She's given her us her birth date is March 2nd, which is all we need for her year. Her birth date is March 2nd, so that's a 5, and then add that to the year. She's 12. So is she a 3, Eddie?
Yes, just like the day that we are on today. Today is 1-4, which is a 5. She's just 3-2, which is a 5. And the whole year is a 7, so yeah, just add that 7 onto it. So she, if we look at that, what we're talking about today will reflect, or she'll be able to echo on her birthday things that we are talking about that will or has already transpired by being aware of these numbers, you know. And especially, like we said, dealing with the full moon. The full moon is actually Friday. Friday, a week from Friday is the first 13th of the year, but Friday being 23, 23 is 5. But the full moon that is supposed to be at its apex is on Friday. And it's also referred to as the wolf full moon. I always attack the number. Well, wolf is 14, 5. See, then I get into their description details of the word, but for the number of whatever they named it, it gives me my direction of where I go. And that's even with all the information that you give me, family. I love you all because you all, the researchers, because without you, I wouldn't have my part of the research to do without knowing what you told me by the number of the words you use. I love you. See, we all don't have time to do what we each individually do, but I use whatever you give me, even though you don't know the number of the words that you give me. That's the beauty for me of my research, my love, my enjoyment. This is joy, and I hope the family feels how I express what I'm giving, you know, because I've been given this by the Most High to give it away. That's the present. Present is 32 to 5. Your resolution or your resolution, well, still 41 to 5. So that's my present, my resolution or resolution for the family. to find the five, family, because that's wherever you place the new year. New year is 23, the five. See, they not hit it, fam. And hitting is 25, which is seven. That's why we in the seven. It's going to be revealed. Reveal is five. All that was hidden will be revealed, baby. That's why the five is helping me and helping us see. See being seven, what's being revealed by the number of what they wrote. We ain't write it. Written is 25 to 7. So it's been written by them. And we breaking it down by the number, even if they didn't know what they might have been writing. Ain't no problem, baby. We finna beat they with it, because we finna show the truth.
Absolutely.
Excuse me, I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What is the significance of the day that you came to the planet? You asked me about Muffin Monday. No, Tuesday.
When we start to recognize it all coincide, as they say, astrologically, as above, so below. But when you add her name up and it comes to 85, which is 13 at 4, with her being born on a Tuesday, Tuesday is 31, which is a 4. Tuesday represents the planet Mars. Mars is 13, which is a 4. She'll start seeing the correlations of even as above, so below, even tied with her birth and her name on that day of the week. It's all connected.
Mm-mm-mm.
Did that make sense to you?
Yes, sir. If you did, her, even not now, but her sisters, Shannon, are you saying too, Brother Harris, that that's another mile marker, I call it, or confirmation? If you did Shannon's whole name and everything, it would correlate with Misha, wouldn't it?
Yeah, in some manner, somewhere down the line, it's already tied together.
We're definitely going to have to do a class. I saw this many, many, many moons ago. Okay, thank us, Dr. V. Thank us. I love you, Muffin. Thank you.
Okay, so, Brother Eddie, how significant is it for us to be consciously aware of the planets that are the days of the week that are named after planets? We don't, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we don't think about that, how Roman-minded we are throughout the month and year, speaking these Roman calendar days. And how significant is it that we start connecting to the planet of the day of the week versus just the Roman Monday, Tuesday? But would it make a difference in our journey this year if we start thinking, you know, today is Monday, but then what planet are we speaking about or thinking about?
Yes, all of that is connected, because when we even look at it that way, this is why we talk about the seven chakras. These are the 7 days. These are the seven planets or the celestial bodies, because Sunday and Monday aren't planets. Sunday is the sun and Monday is the moon. So that's why they start off together. But understanding by number, Sunday is 20, which is 2, and Monday is 11, which is 2. So did Christ rise on Sunday or Monday by the number? Whose story are we going by? Or do we see the number now that shows us that Good Friday is 38, which is 2. Easter is 29, which is 2. So again, not saying the numbers and even what they give us. And let's not forget the 33 that you mentioned earlier, called the Passover. A lot of us is getting passed over because just common sense, 33. We don't have the passport needed for the Passover.
Oh, I realize the name, the guy, I was sharing earlier, I don't know how many of you were listening, the football players who were kneeling to pray for this 26-year-old who had a heart attack. All of them were kneeling except for one person, number 33, and his name was Neil. It's right on the back of his jersey. 33 was the only one standing with all the football players kneeling, praying for this, and number 33, whose name is Neil, was not standing. These are the signs we should be paying attention to if we want to come out of the confusion of what's really going on in our society, in our country, because it's like they're just playing a game with us, really. See how many people they can confuse and trick and put into fear and so forth. But when you see things like this, all these players and one person standing, number 33, his name is Neil, okay, what's going on here? And this is the battle I think we're in to raise our consciousness and become wiser to the games that are being played. I think as long as we are thinking higher in the planetary mind, the consciousness mind, we're going to win this thing because we're in a seven mind, and all these numbers are actually elevating our mind and our body. That's what I'm thinking.
Of course, and I just want to echo because I smile every time I hear the number being spoke by the word, and it's in the right content. But you have five all over it when you mention it's a game, family. That's why I say game, recognize game. And this year being the seven, we're going to recognize. But you say game, and it's a game of confusion. Confusion is 32 to 5. It's a trick. Trick is 23 to 5. So, yes, family, when we start to speak these words and I see the number behind the word, I know that we're coming to that place that we're talking about, because the conversation coming from the thought is helping it manifest. We're talking about the things we are creating, not what the confusion of social media and news that we start regurgitating. Once we stop that, the power they think they have is turned off. We got the currency. We got the juice. That's why they say the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. Juice is 23, family. Kern is 32. We got the juice, baby. We got the real Kern. All we got to do is know what it is, and we can checkmate them, because we cause all the effects that happen throughout Mother Earth.
Hallelujah.
Mother Earth is five. Mother Earth is the five, family. That's the five. See? So we are returning to that Mother Earth vibration. And I'm feeling the good vibrations, family. So they're going to always try to offset us with the negative frequency of a thought that they not put in front of our face. And we start repeating it. Ooh, too much energy. Wasted time. That's where time, that's the illusion, is wasted. Waste is 23. We ain't got no more time to waste, family. We got the blueprint, as they say. Let's use the blueprint. They taught it to us. Use what they taught us to spank they behind. See?
There was an interesting frequency on that football field with the players being tearful and really fear and worry. You could just see it on their faces. And for them to cancel a football game was historic. And the fear was, you could feel the fear. The frequency was very evident, and the energy was very evident on that football field. Why? Because 95% NFL players had jabbed. And everybody's waking up to the influence of Saturn, as he said, as the audio said, that could mean Satan. And so we who can observe this on a television, we have no choice if we want to come out ahead of this, is to raise our frequency as we observe all these men, grown men crying because their brother fell out with a heart attack. It just blew my mind to see the video of all this activity after the fact, you know, the next day. But when we pay attention to the frequency and the emotions, especially of men and all those melanin men, oh my goodness, and some other non-melanin, there's something going on. That this is when you know this game is getting real. This game's getting real because a lot of people saw the energy, the frequency of all those players, and they're kneeling and not kneeling and all that. And so that's why, thank you, Mama AZ, for inspiring and bringing up this conversation of Capricorn, the Earth energy. And on Earth, we get to watch the football games and the energy of the players and all the other drama play out before us. And the beauty of it is we can just watch. We don't have to be a part of it. So we're at the end of our show. Eddie, I'm going to give you the final word. Thank you so much for bringing your knowledge and your wisdom.
Yes.
And I give you the word tonight as we go forth into this powerful 7 year.
Yes, thank you. And I would like to end with what I should have mentioned at the beginning of the class, and that's Ashe to the ancestors, Namaste to the elders, honor, respect, and much love to the family and listening audience for your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you shared with us. It is so greatly appreciated. In peace and in love, family. Until the next time. Thank you, Hallelujah. Sister V, or Sister Phi.
Thank you. I'm AZ. Did you have a word for us?
I do. Thank you so much, brother. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Thank you. And I thank you, Muffin, because you and Reverend Allen inspired me to do this, baby. So thank you for allowing me to be your mother. And thank you for being the woman that you are whenever you decide to hear this. I love you. I love us.
All right. Play Mama AZ's favorite exit song now. Thank you all. Everybody have a great day tomorrow. And join the Female Solution tomorrow with Dr. Debbie Green on Blog Talk Radio.
Moving. Oh, they're disapproving. Keep them doggies moving broad. Don't try to understand them. Just go throw and brand them. Soon we'll be living high and wide. My heart calculates. My true love will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of my ride. Move them on, hit them up, hit them up. Move them on, hit them up, raw high.
And shalom. Everybody, stay in peace.